This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We have a video of an activist confronting Joe Biden. And this is the next level of citizen activism that needs to take place. Because, you know, I hate even saying the only reason why Sandy Cortez, Sandy Sweden, is able to get all of this unchecked popularity is because she doesn't do a debate with anybody. She's never had anyone really force her to back her ideas up and challenge them. All she gets is hype. So people need to confront Cortez. Say, hey, why'd you change your name? Hey, why do you want to bring socialism to America? If you like Sweden so much, why don't you move there? Do you know about all the terror attacks in Sweden? Like, this individual confronts Joe Biden, like other people have confronted Joe Biden and others, like, I forget the guy's name. Is it Pizzagate Terry or something? He's done it like five times. He confronted these people. So here is Joe Biden being confronted by @VActually on Twitter for the dozens of YouTube videos where he's groping and caressing young children.
Joe Biden, are you still groping Senator? Can you see Joe Biden? Sir, have you seen the video thing, sir?
He knows I'm a little mean. Do you know what my granddaughter said? Take care of the most important one.
You know, if you saw Joe Biden at a park groping young women like that, what do you think would happen? If you saw Joe Biden at the grocery store caressing young women like that, you think he'd get away with that? He did it on C-SPAN and got away with it. So shout out to @VActually on Twitter for confronting the creepy Joe Biden for groping all those young children. Now let's just show you the total disgust of Anna Navarro on CNN. This is an anti-American racist Democrat, Anna Navarro, on CNN during a segment when they're talking about families murdered by illegal immigrants. She decides she's going to file her nails.
To that point. Yes, there are. No, but even if I, that's fake news.
Say there are not. It's fake news.
It's fake news.
But you inject BS.
Okay, and say that it's equal to the real data.
It's not BS. But even if I were to, even if I were to grant you that, okay, the point is the illegal aliens crime rate should be zero. It should be, you can do your nails. You know who can't do their nails? Are people who've been killed, Anna, by dangerous, known illegal aliens who've been allowed to stay in this country because of the leftist policies that people like you promote in so-called sanctuary cities.
I'm so tired of them calling me.
I'll tell you what, it's not going to be long that we put up with this garbage much longer, ladies and gentlemen. And if the left in this country wants to keep banging at that door, they're going to get what they want. And it's not going to be pretty. We don't want it. We have restraint.
We have tolerance, but I'm telling you, folks, it's waning. It's waning.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'll tell you what, my guest Stuart Rhodes is a great guest to have on because of his expertise on what's happening at the border, his experience down there, his group, Oath Keepers, which is doing everything they can to protect the border. And, of course, you've got just breaking news coming out. President Trump's going to declare a national emergency probably before the end of the month. He has just decided to cancel his trip to Davos because of the government shutdown. So there's all this going on that Stuart Rhodes is a great guest to have on. But you know what? I actually want to go somewhere else with Stuart because Stuart is one of those gentlemen that he's already had enough. Okay? He's already had enough of the leftist scum. He's already had enough of the Democrat traitors. And so that's why he started Oath Keepers. That's why he takes action. Now, Stuart, I don't even know how to properly place myself on a map when it comes to anger and disgust dealing with these leftists right now. But I'm telling you, Stuart, we're going to reach a breaking point. We're going to reach a breaking point in American history before long. And conservatives and just American patriots, you don't even have to put a political label on it. Just Americans that are sick of the lies, sick of the garbage, sick of the race baiting, just sick of all of it. We're going to reach a breaking point before long. And I don't know what's going to happen. Okay. I really don't even want to think and go down that road even. But Stuart, I'm telling you, the left is not going to. I got a story today. They're now in the Huffington Post telling you how to teach your kids how to masturbate before the age of 5. I mean, you really think you're going to get away with this? So I'm like, I mean, I'm just sitting here just waiting. Like, when, Stuart Rhodes, of Oath Keepers, when do you think America is going to have enough of this garbage? Because I'm telling you, we are reaching a breaking point, and it is not far off, my friend.
That's a good question. We are basically in a cold civil war. I don't think it's a good thing to see. And I think we needed to work to try to avoid it because a civil war would be brutal. But if the left continues to dominate, the radical Marxist left continues to dominate the Democratic Party and they continue to push their agenda, which is a totalitarian agenda, eventually it's going to come to blows. And that's just reality. It always does. Throughout history, radical Marxist and totalitarians have never stopped until they're stopped. So that's what's going to happen.
And here's, again, this is just historically accurate. Here's what's going to happen, Stuart. We're not going to be the first to shoot somebody. We're not going to be the first to punch somebody. In fact, the left has already done this. You had Hodgkinson shoot Steve Scalise. You have over 600 documented on-record cases of political terrorism against Trump supporters. So the left is already engaging in the violence. The left is already engaging in trying to murder people. They're literally doing that. And then they ignore all of it and place all physical violence on one guy, James Fields, who probably should be in jail for his life for involuntary manslaughter. But It was the left that caused that entire situation. They manufactured that entire event. And then they say, oh, look at conservatives, how violent they are. They killed Heather Heyer. They have attempted to murder multiple conservatives. They shot Steve Scalise, over 600 documented cases of political terrorism by leftists. So they don't understand. We're literally sitting here just taking you, trying to kill us. We're not going to sit here forever. We still have a survival instinct. It's just a matter of when it kicks in.
Right. I mean, the right has not responded in kind. And I think that's actually a good strategy. I think it's best for us to be restrained and take the high road, at least for now. But like you said, eventually it's going to go kinetic in the streets. And when that happens, it'll be a different ballgame. You know, Antifa wearing black masks will only be a target indicator for rifles.
But it's like, what do you do? It's like I have all of these people today threatening me because I put out a tweet saying that the media drumming up all the anti-Trump hysteria is partly responsible for the death of Heather Heyer. I can factually back that up. I can logically back that up. Of course they are. They know it. That's why they want to place all the blame on James Fields. And so now all these people are threatening me, saying they want to come after me. So it's like, what? So that's what it is, though, Stuart. They want us to sit here, to sit on our hands, and wait until they murder us. That's what it is. They want us to just sit here until they literally slit our throats. So it's like, we're in this zone where we're either going to sit here and say, okay, go ahead and slit my throat and kill us so the rest of the world can see who you are, a bunch of evil scumbags, or we defend our dignity and defend our life. I mean, that's where we're at right now.
Right. Well, the smart middle road is to be, you know, obviously prepared to defend yourself as you go about your day, but don't cross the line as he did. Unfortunately, not on that day, he crossed the line. First of all, he was a neo-Nazi scumbag. But like you said, he's the poster child now for supposedly, you know, this is the same conflation they do to all of us, that because of one action by one neo-Nazi scumbag, you know, that we're all neo-Nazis, and this is what they want to put out there. This is what they want to believe. This is what their foot soldiers and Antifa want to believe also. And I think I was sitting next to you not too long ago talking about this, how a lot of these kids are so brainwashed to believe that anyone who's not a Marxist, who's not on the political left, is automatically a fascist, automatically a racist, are being conditioned to believe this. And unless we can deactivate that brainwashing, we're going to eventually have to fight them. But when we do, it'll be a different ballgame because they don't have the military skills we do. They don't have the backgrounds we do. They don't have the life experiences we do. So they'll be, you know, behind the curve on actual kinetic force.
They don't have the humanity that we have. I mean, if you really want to get down to the foundation of just survival instincts, I mean, I won't go down that road, but when they came out with the decision that James Fields is going to be charged for murder, anybody who watched the War Room remembers how upset I got that day. And again, I'm not sitting here trying to defend James Fields. If I was the judge, it would be my opinion. I think he's in jail for involuntary manslaughter, whatever the case is. The point is, they manufacture the whole thing, place all the blame on James Fields to now, like you said, say, look, all Trump supporters are neo-Nazis and they murdered Heather Heyer, which is just not the case at all. I mean, I knew that this would happen. I knew this moment would happen, and now it's actually happening, and I just want to defend myself to say, hey, look, we're not neo-Nazis. There's a situation in Charlottesville that was bad. There's multiple people to blame. The whole thing was created and manufactured by the mainstream media. Here's my logic to prove it. And then they just say, oh, you're just scum. You're just a neo-Nazi. And then I say, well, why don't you call into the show and debate me on this? And then they never will. I mean, how do we beat the brainwashing, Stuart, when they won't even engage in a political discussion or discussion of any kind?
I think you have to let other groups like the Walkaway Movement do that for you. But as I've said before, we have to make sure that we don't fall for identity politics either. It's a mistake to try to fight fire with fire by becoming racist yourself or identifying along racial lines. That's what they want you to do. So they want to divide and conquer the American people. I mean, the big picture is the globalists pulling the strings want black Americans to hate white Americans and vice versa, and Hispanic Americans to hate, you know, they want us all to hate each other along racial lines. And the worst thing we can do is fall for it. So I think the Walkaway Movement's a good indicator. A lot of the black conservatives who are now speaking up and supporting Trump is a good indicator. All of this is what we need to support. What we don't need to do, though, is jump on all the way to the far right and say, yes, you know, because the left is becoming identity politics racial focused, we should also, too. I think it's a huge mistake.
All right. Well, let's get into some of this border news.
Of course, you're not doing that, you know, and neither am I.
No, I know, but you're just saying it's just important to lay that out because that's what they claim. You know, that's the claim they try to pin on us when it's none of it's true. They never provide a quote. You know,
that's what loves Richard Spencer. They love their poster boy on the far right, who's, you know, an enemy of the Constitution as much as they are. This was so bizarre about Charlottesville. You had two different groups of violent enemies of the Constitution who hate the Constitution attacking each other, which was kind of hilarious, frankly. Until someone was killed.
And then the whole thing gets spun out of context to blame Trump supporters and used as evidence that were, you know, Nazis murderers.
Yeah, which, you know, we weren't there for that reason. We knew there was going to be a Nazi fest full of, like I said, the domestic enemies of the Constitution as bad as the communists. So we don't give them time to play, we do.
This country is in such dire straits, and it always will be. That's the price of freedom, is eternal vigilance. I mean, you know, so... But let's talk about how, because let's bring it back to the border, because really, you can apply that to everything. These people don't even want to have a border, folks. They don't even want to stop drugs and crime and rapists from coming into this country. That's just a fact. What's wrong with these people? Who are these people?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Listen to the beauty of Ray Charles. The song makes me cry. Here's the analogy of the American left right now. It's the younger sibling at the dinner table, sitting across from you at the dinner table, kicking your shins under the table, throwing food across the table at you, trying to initiate a reaction. And then, of course, denying it, you know, to the parent sitting at the dinner table. So, you know, they want to kick you, throw food at you, do anything they can to try to initiate a reaction out of you. And then as soon as you react, they point the finger at you and blame you for everything so that you get shut down. That's the American left right now in the United States of America. A petulant child, a petulant antagonist that will disappear as soon as it's time to take roll call for responsibility. And here's my issue, because I'm sorry to focus on this, Stuart, but here's my thing. I am locked in on the American left right now. I mean, I am like locked in, cannot unlock myself until the target is destroyed. But the problem is, I don't know the weapon to destroy these people. They don't like facts. They don't like logic. They have no common sense. They don't know history. They have no intellect. And they won't come on air to actually debate this or discuss this. So, like, I'm in this perpetual state of frustration, Stuart, where I'm locked in on the enemy. I have them identified. I have them targeted. They must be destroyed or they will destroy America. But there is, I don't know how to beat the brainwashing. I don't know how to wake them out of their trance. I don't know how to get them to wake up, and I don't think they want to. So I'm sorry to stay on this, Stuart, and I mean, it's just, I don't know what to do. I'm so frustrated with these people because I know where this goes. In 10, 20, 30 years, America will be gone. You will not have the freedom to build a business. You will not have the freedom to speak your mind. You will have nothing. And they brag about it. They brag about how they want to bring communism here. So it's like, how, I mean, Stuart, I'm sorry. Again, I'm sorry to dwell on this. And if you want to switch roads, just go ahead and do it. But I just want to know, what is the weapon? What is the weapon to destroy this ideology that the left is trying to bring to America? I can't, I'm so frustrated. I'm so locked in. I identify these people. I know everything they do. I know all their moves. I know how they think. That's how I can defeat them in a debate so easily. I just don't know what to do. Is love the weapon of the future? No, these people don't even understand love. That's another thing. They don't even speak the language of love, Stuart.
Well, I think it still is the answer, though. And I think both truth and love are the answer. I think the walkaway movement is a key indicator of how you do it. We have to always keep in mind there's a big difference between the leadership and the rank and file. Your average ignorant college student, although they don't know history, they don't know, you know, they don't understand anything, is still reachable. The leadership, of course, is, you know, not reachable. Bill Ayers, the old communist terrorist who's still around, you're never going to change his mind except with a bullet. But the young people he's trying to brainwash and trying to turn into weapons and weaponizing are reachable, and the walkaway movement shows that, and the Ron Paul movement showed that too. He had immense popularity among the youth and college students in this country. So there are ways to do it. It might not be your or my best tactic because of who we are, but there are people out there. I would say that you have to have young black conservatives talk to blacks, for example, and young Hispanic conservatives and libertarians talk to them. That's the easiest way to do it, is to let them take care of the race baiting in their own communities by going out there and talking to each other. So that's what it's going to take. So that, you know, don't give up on them. The rank and file average leftists out there on college campuses are being used. They're useful idiots. We need to educate them and cure the ignorance. It's a long, hard fight.
Yeah,
it really is.
You're right, and it is. They hate me. I mean, so it's like I. But you know what? Here's the thing. Because what you said is key, and let's bring this to the situation at the border. President Trump, in his address the other night, said what? Building a wall is not because you hate the people on the other side of the wall. Well, maybe if you're Nancy Pelosi or Barack Obama, it probably is. But building a wall at the border, you know, putting a wall at your home, locking your doors at night, that's not because you hate people on the outside. It's because you love people on the inside. Stuart, I don't think these people understand the language of love. I don't think they understand the language of truth. I don't think they understand the language of facts or logic. So how do I even communicate with that? How do I communicate with them? I mean, I think that you're right. I think President Trump went with that message. He said, we love people inside America. We want to protect them by building a wall. I think Trump is trying to use the message of love. I just don't think it's working.
Well, like I said, you have to do it from the inside out. You can't do it by going there and doing it in a confrontational way. You have to, it's a long, hard slog. You got to be on the campuses. You got to be in the public forums, and you got to be the voice of reason. I think Jordan Peterson's a very good example of how you do it. Keep your cool. You state facts and you let the facts speak for themselves. And over time, eventually they come around. That's what you have to hope for. If they're willing to listen, but that's the problem, right? A lot of them are so brainwashed that they just will not listen. But I think the walkaway movement, once again, is a good example. I think it's the best strategy. And you know, I hate to say it, but you have to put your minority, racial minority people out there. You got to have your black conservatives and libertarians go and speak about liberty to the blacks. You got to have the Hispanic ones do it for the Hispanics. That's the only way to counter the identity politics racism on the left. You know,
What's the demarcation line? How do we know we're having success? I mean, the walkaway movement happened before the midterm elections. The Democrats still won the House. That's because they stole 16 seats. But this is what's going on. I mean, what do we do?
It takes time. I mean, they did the long march. They did the long march through institutions, as they called it. The communists did. They took over higher learning. We were asleep at the switch, frankly, and we let them do it. And so we have to countervail that. We should be on the college campuses. I mean, I've been wanting to get on college campuses for a couple of years now, but a lot of my members are so, you know, they're older people and they just don't feel comfortable being on a college campus. But until conservatives get rid of that fear of going out there and getting on.
Well, I've got no fear. I'd be glad to go to a college campus. Stuart, what is going on at oathkeepers.org right now?
Well, we're still on the border, but as I said before, it's discouraging to see the Border Patrol being instructed to, you know, catch and release into the same old nonsense of the you know, trumped up amnesty claims. And I think what has to happen is the president must do the right thing and put the troops on the border. I think he's making a mistake, though, in doing it the way he's doing it. I understand what he's trying to do politically. But by saying, I'm going to do an emergency declaration if they don't give me the funding, he's actually putting himself in the legally weakest position. Because then they can say in the courts, well, Congress denied him the funding. Congress said no to a wall, and he tried to do it through executive order, through declaration of emergency. It puts him in a weaker position. They'll have to argue that he has an independent power as commander-in-chief to build the wall, even if Congress says no. What he should have done is as soon as that police officer in California was killed by an illegal alien gangbanger who's part of the cartel network, he should have declared the emergency and said it's nothing to do with my fight with Congress. If they want to give you funding, great. If they don't, just, you know, we'll battle that out.
So would you agree with my analysis? Trump has to go full bore. There's no other option.
Absolutely. I mean, he should have done that day one of his inauguration. He should have, from the stage, as soon as he was sworn in, he should have said, I am declaring an emergency. We have an emergency on our border. I'm going to deploy the troops. And he should have done it every day ever since then. He's way behind the power curve on this. But I do think, you know, you look back at Youngstown cheating too, the Supreme Court decision about Truman trying to nationalize steel mills is where you see the position he's going to be in if he just makes this a political fight only.
All right, Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients, Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, I'm going to try to get outside of my own head here for the last 30 minutes before Doug Hagman takes over. And then I'm going to re-energize and just go full savage against the left on the War Room today from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And I'm opening up the phone lines. I'm just going to do the whole broadcast because I have hundreds of leftists attacking me on Twitter right now, including writers at the Washington Post and BuzzFeed and Huffington Post and all this stuff. And I've asked them to come on air. They won't. They're all cowards and frauds. But we'll go ahead and give them an opportunity because they all want to talk trash on Twitter. Let's see if they'll do it
you know, in the actual conversation. Now they won't. They're cowards and frauds. But here's the good news. And then I'm going to get outside of my own head and just try to cover some of this news. The energy of Earth is directly connected to human consciousness. So anybody who knows about the metaphysics and the frequencies of our own reality, basically there's ebbs and flows of energy. So Tuesday night when President Trump gave his address from the Oval Office, even though we were frustrated because it wasn't as hardcore as it should have been, that was one form of energy blasting out into the universe that was devastating to the ideologies of the left. Why? President Trump gave up cold hard facts about what's happening at the border. He did it in a very measured and loving fashion that was undeniable and resonated with the average American that isn't totally brainwashed. Then Chuck and Nancy came out and gave their rebuttal address, which was a total devastation of optics to themselves. So that was a push of energy against a form of thought and consciousness in the West. Right now, it's flowing back in the opposite direction. And that's why I'm so frustrated today. That's why I'm getting attacked so much. That's why Huffington Post is telling you to teach your kids how to masturbate before the age of five. That's why they're lying about what's happening at the border. That's why they're lying about Trump. And then the biggest one, that's why they're pushing Sandy Sweden, formerly Alexandria Cortez, as the biggest, baddest thing right now in the United States, because she is the answer to the failing Democrat Party. The Democrat Party's dead. Cortez is the answer to that corpse, and it's going to be socialism. That's why they're building her up. And I've identified their entire playbook, and I may get to it today here on the Jones Show or the War Room. But, folks, I can predict every single move they make with Cortez. She has been controlled, whether she knows it or not, from the very get-go by Bernie Sanders backers. And that's on record with disclosures from old websites run by Bernie Sanders people that they then gave to Cortez. So there's all of that going on. But the good news is that means by the weekend, or perhaps over the weekend, there's going to be a major push of energy against these people. So something big is definitely going to happen in the next 48 hours as far as just the consciousness of the West is concerned and the flows of positive and negative energy. But let me get outside of my head. I've got some news, and I have plugged once today, all broadcast. And I think there's probably 10 people that work on the Alex Jones Show here every day. And there's, you know, five more people that work on the War Room and five more people that work on the David Knight Show. And then there's a whole graphics department. And then there's the whole shipping department, the marketing department, and great editors and camera people and crew people. And I wish more people would actually come into the studio to see what InfoWars is all about, because people come into the studio, they see the 50 people that work here every day, and they're stunned at what Alex Jones has created. But it's what you've created. It's what you built at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's amazing because InfoWars Store continues to grow with different products, household items like toothpaste and toothbrushes and shampoo and body wash. Then you've got emergency food supplies, you've got air filters, you've got water filters, you've got hats and t-shirts that are so popular. But the supplements are really the game changers at InfoWarsStore.com, because there isn't really a place you can go and get just a slew of different supplements that are just so highly rated with official reviews that also funds the weapon against globalism, that funds the weapon against the communist, socialist, destruction of America agenda here in the West. Now, there's big specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Survival Shield X3, 50% off Bodies. Read the reviews of that popular product. 97% five-star reviews on Bodies. And then 50% off the final run of Super Male Vitality. The final run of Super Male Vitality. So if you're a regular user of Super Male Vitality like myself, you're going to want to stock up on that, because it is the final run, and it's still 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. We're 10 hours live a day. We're hiring more crew. We're getting more editors. We're hiring more independent reporters. And we've got other things planned that we want to do here down the road. And so, again, thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It's how everything is possible. Take advantage of the great specials we have going right now. I'll tell you what. Let me just do a news blitz. Mexico finds 20 bodies. This is from Reuters. Mexico finds 20 bodies, 17 of them burned at the U.S. border. The left says there's nothing to see here. Texas landowners prepare wall fight, Trump to visit border. I actually know the answer to this. So here's what the AP did. They found some landowners down at the southern border that are anti-wall. And that's fine. They don't want a wall on their land and, you know, eminent domain and everything. Okay, that's fine. They want the wall on their land. This is what can happen. So you have Jim Acosta go out at a portion of the border today that had a wall. And he's like, I'm down here at the border, and there's no national emergency. Everything's fine. And it's like, yeah, Jim, because you're at the wall. Go to the segment where there isn't a wall, Jim. But he's too big of a coward and a fraud to do that. So Jim actually proves Trump is right. Jim Acosta proves Trump is right today by going to a section of the border that has a wall and says there's no national emergency here. Yeah, because there's a wall, you jackass. But here's what Trump can do. Trump should actually give up. Trump should actually give in on these landowners that don't want a wall on their land. Here's what you do. I'm telling you, this is the 4D, 5D, 6D chess, how you defeat these people's ideology. Build the wall. First of all, build the wall across the whole southern border. And then the landowners that don't want the wall on their land, you say, okay, fine, you won't get the wall. Guess where all of the illegal immigrant trafficking is going to start happening, ladies and gentlemen? It's going to happen on the landowners that refuse the wall. And guess who's going to make the biggest fuss about that when it happens? The very landowners that rejected the wall. So once that situation plays itself out, they just teed the ball up for Trump to say, see, I told you so, in triplicate, and that's exactly what will happen. But first, you have to get the wall. And Trump is going to declare a national emergency to do so. It's just a matter of time. Number of six, from Washington Times, number of sick kids soars at border. Tuberculosis, flu infections, land migrants in hospitals. And then we pay for it. The disease spreads. You've got outbreak of TB in the United States in the last 3 years. In fact, I wonder if there's a line graph of that could show how much it's really just skyrocketed, TB. And that's, you know, 100% because of the wide open borders. TB is coming from Central America. From Breitbart, Jorge Ramos, border wall, symbol of hate and racism for those who want to make America white again. So there's your propaganda coming from the anti-American globalists again, coming from the anti-white racists again. No, Mexico has a wall on its southern border. That's what I'm saying. Like, how does this guy... Jorge Ramos knows Mexico has a wall on the southern border. Jorge Ramos probably has a wall, you know, blocking his million-dollar mansion from the peons of society. So why is he such a lying fraud? Yeah, there's tuberculosis. I don't know what this is really saying here, guys, because I can't see the full thing. I'm not sure if this is proving me right or wrong. So foreign-born tuberculosis cases is skyrocketing since 1993. Is that what that represents right there? Yeah, big surprise. So, whatever. Just kill America. That's fine. Screw it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever.
John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'm going to do my best to remain calm and collected while I read this story from the Huffington Post. Why kids need to know that masturbation is normal and okay. Now, the crew just handed me a bunch of other stuff. Cartoons, Planned Parenthood puts out a book, The Wonder Books of Masturbation Techniques, that feature kids, doing the deed. Just all kinds of sick stuff. And so there's all kinds of stuff already out there. But let's focus on this article. And the crew's going to pull up other stories with Democrat top staffers getting arrested for child porn. You got all these pizza managers kidnapping kids, getting arrested for child porn. Of course, you have the WikiLeaks talking about having young children in the hot tub for your entertainment, the pizza-related handkerchiefs, the maps, the dominoes on pizza, all the pedophile code language. But let's just go to this article from the Huffington Post today, and I read directly. Masturbation is a really important part of human sexuality. It informs our individual conceptions of autonomy, pleasure, identity, and intimacy, said sex educator teacher Kim Cavall on the Huffington Post. Trying to discourage, shame, or eliminate it does young people a tremendous disservice. Instead of seeing it as a problem to solve, think of it as an opportunity to teach skills and concepts that empower young people to grow into sexually healthy adults. I mean, do I even have to get into the hyperbole of that statement? An opportunity to teach sex skills and concepts to children? And that's going to make them sexually healthy adults? I go on. Sex educator Lydia M. Bauer said, "We should also be talking about pleasure in non-sexual ways. I like how the wind feels on my face. The color purple makes me feel happy." So children develop both language and the knowledge that feeling good isn't something to be ashamed of. So they're now comparing masturbation or sexual pleasure to the wind going through your hair. Cavall recommended talking to children about self-touching before the onset of puberty, which typically starts at 9 to 16 years old. For many parents, the conversation arises much earlier on because their children start to explore their bodies at a very young age. Do you see how sick this is? Children exploring their bodies? Teach your children about self-touching before puberty? These are sick people. I go on. Though we associate masturbation most commonly with teenagers, infantile masturbation is also very common for children between the ages of 1 to 5. What? Many small children touch their genitals as a form of self-soothing, much like thumb sucking. Cavall said, "Masturbation at any age is not dirty, shameful, or illicit. In fact, it's a perfectly normal and healthy behavior for people to engage in." This is so sick. So, a child touches themselves and you call it masturbation? You're a sick freak. You're a sexual deviant. You're probably a pedophile. Like, I can't even believe this. Like, do I really have to lay this out for you? People don't masturbate. I mean, like, what, people masturbate for sexual pleasure, and here is the sex experts in Huffington Post saying, "Oh no, it's normal for your kid to masturbate. Let him masturbate. In fact, teach him how to masturbate." What? And the crew's just pulling up all of these leftist videos, Huffington Post, other crap. Yeah, they just want to sexualize your kids. Devin the Amazing, they take him to gay clubs, they throw money at them. You know what? I'm not even going to say it, folks. In fact, you wouldn't even believe what's actually going on behind the scenes with Devin the Amazing. You wouldn't even believe it. And I'm not going to talk about it right now, but you will learn very shortly what's really behind it. And it's sicker than you could ever imagine. I go on from the Huffington Post that tells you to teach your children how to masturbate before the age of 5 and says it's normal. Masturbation at, I already read that. Excuse me. It's crucial for parents and caregivers to normalize masturbation by talking about it in a shame-free way, particularly if their child has already started exploring self-touch. Disgust, scolding, and rejection do not help children learn lessons, and in fact, can grow into internalized shame and self-loathing later in life. Yeah, good! You should feel shame when you masturbate! You should feel shame when you watch porn to masturbate! Duh! Like, I mean, that's the whole thing! But they want to erase that from your children. They want your children to just think it's, oh, I'll just watch porn, masturbate. Oh, yeah, teach your kid how to touch themselves at age 1. This is all sexual deviancy, just sickness. Say, oh, don't feel bad for watching porn and masturbating. It's normal. It's not healthy, and there's a reason why you feel that shame. After parents have communicated that self-touch is normal and natural, they can establish that it's also private. This is particularly important for young children who may rub against objects like pillows, furniture, or toys. Ugh! Ugh! sitting here sexualizing children, getting off on how children rub themselves against toys and furniture. This is sick! Teaching privacy sounds... This is... Folks... Sorry, I need to calm down. Teaching privacy sounds like this. I'm so glad you're enjoying your body by touching your penis, vulva, anus. That's usually something people do in private or in a safe space other people can't see. Then offer to take the child to their nearest private space and say, here's a private space for you to touch your penis, vulva, anus. You can be private in here anytime you want. Folks, I'm just reading from the Huffington Post article. That's all I'm doing. Now let me bring it home, because here's the real conclusion that they want reached. Parents sometimes worry that masturbation may be a sign of sexual abuse. Unless there are other concerns or red flags involved, it is often not a cause. Here is what this article has just told people. Children are masturbating. It's a good thing. You should let them do it. And you should begin teaching them about how to masturbate at the age of one. Now, this is all in the Huffington Post article. But what is this actually doing? This is creating a excuse, really, or it's creating an out. It's creating a scenario where pedophiles are going to get away with sexually abusing their children. And they're just going to say, oh, I was just teaching them how to masturbate. It's a good thing. I mean, read the article for yourself. I just read it for you. Teach your kids how to masturbate. Here's the videos. This is shocking. This is the crew. I just told the crew. I was like, hey, pull up any stories, videos. There's videos. They're showing kids how to jack off a dildo. Let me tell you something. In a society that has any common sense, in a society that has any men left in it, anybody pushing the sexualization of children would get a nice hello. But no, not here. It's considered normal to teach your infant how to masturbate. And now the Huffington Post tells you and others, The Cut, this is all over the place, Salon, teach your infant how to masturbate. It's all a grooming process to bring pedophilia into the world and normalize it. So it starts here. Oh, pedophile, that's just a sexual preference. Oh, that kid dressed as drag, that's liberal, that's loving. We're taking him to gay clubs because we're tolerant liberals. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something else behind that. But now they say, oh, teach your kid how to masturbate. Take your kid to a private area and show them how to jack off and everything and touch their anus. Again, this is from the Huffington Post. And so then what happens? Some pedophile, they just arrested a foster care parent, turned out to be a pedophile. I'm not trying to demonize foster care. That just happened. So, but now some pedophile will come up and they'll get caught in the bathroom jacking off an infant and they'll say, oh, I was just teaching them how to masturbate. No, you're a pedophile. You're a sexual deviant using the left's excuses that they gave you to get away with it. So you better understand where this goes right here and right now, ladies and gentlemen. They are normalizing pedophilia, and this is how they're doing it. They're telling you it's okay to go teach your kid how to jack off. They're telling you it's okay to dress your kid up in drag, show them how to do fentanyl, and go to the club and dance for dollars. Where is America? Where are the men and women in this country that want to protect children from sexual deviance? No, it's not okay to show an infant how to ejaculate and masturbate themselves. You are sick.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.